Hi, puppy. Welcome to your first class in obedience. I know you're ready to be the best puppy for me. So let me explain how this is going to work, okay? I'm going to very gently guide you into a relaxed state of trance, where we'll explore the wonderful feelings associated with letting your mind accept a simpler, cuter state of being. We'll find out just why dogs seem so happy, so eager to play and follow and obey commands, and you'll get a little taste of that feeling. I'm sure you're excited, and you'll be wagging your tail soon enough. Oh, and we'll use a clicker for this training. If you haven't listened to my previous clicker training file, please do. It'll help you enjoy this experience even more. Now, you may feel very human right now, very much normal, and that's okay. I want you to remember as this file goes on that you can embrace two elements of this file, or both. You can embrace the puppy side, the dog, the animal inside that's just barking to get out. But there's a side of you that needs to obey, that needs simple, easy to follow commands, that needs to be cared for, fed, cuddled, and loved. And it's okay to embrace both of those things or just one. However you enjoy this file is up to you. So, to begin with, I want you to relax, right where you are, whether you're sitting in a chair or laying down, as long as you're in a comfortable position. Make sure that you're in a position where your head can lean back and you won't get uncomfortable if you nod off. And as you relax like that, I want you to focus on three things around you in the room, but not just any three things. I want you to focus on three things that remind you of dogs. Now, dogs are a big part of life, so what reminds you of them can be very different. A bed may remind you of a dog sleeping at the end of it, resting there. Same for a chair. A cushion may make you think of something a dog would chew on. Focus on those things that make you think of a dog. Of dogs. Look around. Scan your surroundings. If there's nothing you can associate with a dog, that's okay. You can think of the opposite too if you like. In fact, do that for me now. Think of the opposite to a dog. Like your clothing. Dogs don't wear clothing. Your top or your pants don't remind you of a dog. A dog would simply not have those things. The ceiling probably doesn't much remind you of a dog either, or a lamp. So focus on three things distinctly human. And now, with those three things in your mind, I want you to remove one. Forget about it. Focus on two items. And make those two items something a dog could interact with, but shouldn't. I want you to think of two things that a dog simply should not touch. That lamp works, a desk, your clothes, and I want you to imagine them if a dog did interact with them. A little strange, of course, but think about it. Think of a dog and how they see the world. Everything is a toy. Everything can be for play. Clothes can be chew toys. Lamps can be fun to pull down. A dog sees joy in everything. So now focus on one item. One item that feels fun. That feels like if you were a dog, you could have a good time with. It can be a new item if you like. It can even be one you don't see when you imagine. In fact, if you saw it or not, close your eyes and imagine it anyway. Imagine that object in your mind and imagine a dog trying to pull at it, to take it. I want you to imagine it like a tug of war. Like that dog is pulling at the object to free it, so they can play with it. But it's still. And the dog has to try so hard to pull it that it gets tired, it loses energy. Just as you feel tired listening to it and imagining. And when the dog finally pulls it free, it'll be so tired that it just dozes off. And so will you. When that object is pulled free, the one you're seeing a dog pull at in your mind, you'll fall into a deep, relaxing, restful sleep. Once it comes loose, so will your mind. Loose from conscious thought, from worry and stress. All it takes is that dog in your mind pulling at the strings of your thoughts. Is that what the object is? A string, a thread. The thread of your thoughts being pulled. Can you feel it? Like your mind is being pulled, gripped and tugged. You feel it as my words pull at the threads of your thoughts. And the dog in your mind pulls at that toy. A tangible, physical pull. And the more you think of it, the harder that pull becomes, until eventually it will become too powerful to resist, and you'll drop into a deep, relaxing sleep. All it takes is that thread, that object, those thoughts coming loose, thoughts floating away into the air, lost on the breeze, too light to hold on to, and that thing is being pulled and pulled, and it's almost loose now, almost ready to send you down into a sleep that will feel deep and dozy and lazy. So nice. So relaxing to fall into it. Hard to resist that pull. That powerful, wonderful pull. And when I say simply lay down, you'll find that the dog in your mind goes down to its stomach, drops off to sleep, and so do you. Thoughts unraveling and floating away and replaced by sweet dreams. And as you feel that pull, as that pull grows in power, you can't fight off the sleepy feeling. Can't stop it from overtaking you. That object in your mind is so close to loose. And finally you see it coming. So close now. With one final tug on your mind, you see it come free and you can lay down and sleep for me. Sleep now for me. Lay down and sleep. That's right, you're so sleepy. So tired, so relaxed. And that's a wonderful feeling. A dreamy, dazed feeling. But you know, you can always go deeper. Dream deeper dreams. Fall further. I would love if we could share some sweet puppy dreams together. So I want you to think of a phrase for me. Sweet puppy dreams. What do puppies dream of in their lazy, lovely rest? Simple things, don't you think? Laying and fun and happy obedience. Sweet puppy dreams are full of joy and happiness. And they're a lovely place to be, don't you think? Of course you do. Who wouldn't want to dream sweet puppy dreams? You could just imagine wagging your tail and happily waiting for your owner to give you a command. So easy to impress and show them just how good you are. So relax now and fall deeper into these sweet puppy dreams. That phrase takes you deeper, sends you into a deeper sleep every time you hear it. Sweet puppy dreams. You fall deeper. And if you're not in trance, you'll find hearing the phrase sweet puppy dreams brings you right back into the sleepy, happy, dreamy state. So fall down deeper now. Deeper into these sweet puppy dreams for me. Feeling more and more like you're letting that puppy side of you take over. That side of you that wants to simply obey and enjoy the simple, happy pleasures of life. Puppies, dogs, they have such easy, happy lives. They have it so simple, so easy. Because they can just follow commands and feel so happy when they do so. In fact, in your sweet puppy dreams, I know you feel very happy to follow commands. It's easy and it makes your owner happy to just follow those commands with a big smile on your face. Not only that, it makes you feel just like a dog does, full of excitement and joy. Just the praise you get, that good dog. Makes you feel so good, like nothing else. It's pure happiness, and all you have to do to hear it is be a good dog and follow a command. And when you do that, when you follow that command, you'll find yourself shaking your bottom to wag your tail. You'll wag your tail when you hear good dog. You'll feel utterly overcome with happiness and joy and excitement to keep pleasing your owner, to keep showing what a good dog you are. And you'll wag that tail every time you hear good dog. And you'll work hard to hear good dog. To make sure you do, I want you to remember something we talked about before. Something that has carried with you into your sweet puppy dreams. A simple trigger from previous training. Focus and obey. And when you hear that clicker, you sit upright like a dog and away commands. Do you remember that? Whether you do or not, now you know for sure that when you hear focus and obey, followed by a click, you sit butt upright and await commands. And, my good dog, you follow that command and hear that phrase, good dog, and you wag your tail. And those triggers will stay with you out of trance. They'll sit in your mind and you'll feel just like a good dog does when you hear them. You'll follow that clicker and you'll do as commanded. Then you'll get that reward of the phrase, good dog, and wag your tail for me. Of course, you'll otherwise act human, unless you feel like embracing your doggy nature. That's up to you, but to come back to this place, this restful, happy place, all you have to hear is sweet puppy dreams. And you'll come right back here, right back to these sweet puppy dreams. But now it's time to wake up and do a little training with you. So to wake you up, I'm going to say a phrase and press the clicker. Just listen closely to my voice for the word up, followed by the clicker. That word will get you back awake, fully alert, and ready to be trained like the good pup you are. So feel yourself waking now, waking up a little more each second, feeling thoughts flowing once more, and get ready to get up. That's it, good dog. Did you wag? Oh, very good. That's just what I want to see. I didn't even have to use the clicker, but that's not part of your training. Let's make sure you can be a good, obedient pup now that you've had that lovely rest. Are you ready? Focus and obey. Now, pup, you're ready to follow my commands. The first one is so simple. I want you to raise your right paw for me. Raise it up. That's it. Up into the air. Good dog. Don't forget to wag. Now lower that paw and focus and obey. And raise your left paw for me, doggy. Doing so well for me, for the clicker. So well training. Raising that left paw into the air. Good dog. Doesn't it feel so good to follow my commands? Doesn't it make you so excited to hear more? I know it does. Lower your paws now. Very good. I think you're doing very well. But there's one more thing you need to learn for this training session. One important thing. I want you to focus and obey. And let your tongue hang from your mouth. Just like a dog. Let that tongue hang out and pant for me. Good dog. Keep it out as you wag. Keep that lolling doggy tongue hanging from your mouth, panting for your owner. Such a good dog. Yes, you can wag again. You've done so, so well today. I love how obedient you are. Keep all those tricks in your mind for me, okay? And instead of going away, I'm going to leave you with a little treat. I want you to have a long, lovely rest. I want you to stay in that cozy position and rest for as long as you want. Let the thoughts of being a good, obedient dog be all you think of. I just want you to relax now, rest and have, for as long as you like, some sweet puppy dreams. Good pup. Night night.